This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. New year, new hobbies. And everything is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What exactly did you mean when you said that the enemy is within? What exactly did you mean?
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress.
Seems like an overreaction.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Thank you for your leadership during these trying times.
In the darkest stage of the pandemic, your daily briefings live from New York gave us hope, gave us clarity, gave us the truth, and gave us something that we were not getting from Washington. Leadership.
What?
I was trying to think of something that I could say to you.
It's a tragedy, and I understand. Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, people died. People die.
Hey, now is not the time for your cold-hearted analysis.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to in this hour. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be doing the Chump Line and Police Blotter Facts Friday. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll be doing Dr. Matt the Vet. We'll be having his monthly visit to the Howie Carr Show, and he'll be answering your questions about your dog or your cat or your iguana or your parrot, whatever your pet is. Although he's better at dogs and cats than he is at parrots and iguanas, I think, as he would be the first to concede. And I want to talk a little bit about GameStop today, too. They tried to ask Joe Biden about it today, and you can imagine how far they got. But the first thing I do want to play, we have so many cuts about from Andrew Cuomo, and we played a lot of them in the first hour. But I want to play one more, which would be the lead story across the nation on all the news, all the national newscasts anyway, and certainly all the newscasts in the Northeast, if a Republican had said this. And then I want to play some of the bum kissing that has been going on with the celebs of Andrew Cuomo, who I think we all knew that New York had an even higher nursing home death toll rate than Massachusetts, but at least Charlie Parker was giving a more honest account. I'm not saying it was totally honest, but it was less dishonest, I think, than Andrew Cuomo's. But anyway, this is Cuomo today at his press conference in Albany, responding to the scathing report by the attorney general, who's also a Democrat and probably wants to run for governor. Can you imagine that Schumer and Cuomo could be facing AOC and this woman, Letitia James? Talk about a tough choice. A pick'em, if you were a voter in New York. I think the answer would be you flee if you haven't already fled the state. Many people have already fled the state. They continue fleeing, just like Massachusetts, just like Connecticut, like Rhode Island. Cut 27.
A third of all deaths in this nation are from nursing homes. New York State, we're only about 28% only. But we're below the national average in number of deaths in nursing homes. But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
Want me to write the wood, as they say in tabloids, the front page headline? Cuomo, who cares? ... They died. You may see that in the New York Post, but you won't see it anywhere else, that's for sure. But that's the natural headline. It's like when Ford to New York, drop dead. This is the same thing. Cuomo to elderly, drop dead. But again, you won't see it, will you? Because Ford was a Republican. Cuomo's a Democrat. He has immunity. How much immunity does he have? Let's play some of the cuts of this is Ben Stiller kissing Cuomo's rear end, talking about Chris Cuomo, cut 15.
Now that you're the love gov, you've kind of transcended politics, and now you're just part of really more you know, you're more of like a national sex symbol. He says you'll probably get more dates than votes. That's him saying that, not me.
A national sex symbol. How about Bobby De Niro? Another fake tough guy. From one fake tough guy to another. Cut 17.
At least we have a person who is very capable backup, if you will, not vice president, but if something would change, which we God forbid nothing will change, he would be he's doing a great job. He's doing what any president should do.
Killing old people? Is that what a president does? Bobby De Niro? Okay, how about Rosie Perez getting in on the slobbering wet kiss? Cut 18.
You did your thing during COVID. New York was suffering. We were the epicenter. We were all in a crisis, in a panic, and every single day you came on the airwaves and you offered your strength, your leadership, and your direction, and your caring, and your heart.
Caring? Wait a second. Did I not just hear him say, who cares? They died? How about Billy Crystal? How about a little Billy Crystal unsafe smooching going on here? Cut 19.
In the darkest stage of the pandemic, your daily briefings live from New York gave us hope, gave us clarity, gave us the truth, and gave us something that we were not getting from Washington. Leadership.
The truth. I love that. They made up the statistics about the nursing homes. They lied. That's the truth. That's the truth. This is really 1984 here.
Most of those actors in about 15 years are going to end up in a nursing home anyway, so they might want to watch out whose side they're on.
I think with De Niro, it's a lot closer than 15 years away.
Oh, I was being generous with Rosie Perez.
Cuomo could say, who cares, they died without any issue, but Trump says it is what it is and is the most evil man ever. Yeah, I know. 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Just looking to see if we have any. But, of course, he's a victim. Who cares, they died. But it's still Trump's fault, even though it's now public record that he lied about the nursing home death toll. Cut 31.
But then to play politics with it the way they did, that was mean. That was mean.
That was mean. That was mean. Let me just read you a little bit of Janice Dean before we move on. This is the Fox and Friends weather woman, the meteorologist, and her in-laws died in a nursing home in Brooklyn because they sent in COVID-19 positive patients into the nursing home. Cuomo did. There's a truth that the media and others who fawned over Governor Cuomo didn't want to hear, that his executive orders were one of the biggest reasons why so many of our parents and grandparents died of COVID in their elder care facilities. We lost more seniors from COVID in nursing homes than 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina combined. That includes my husband's parents, Mickey and Dee Newman. Why didn't this fact spark outrage? This administration, meaning Cuomo, has been doing everything it could to keep that information hidden by blaming, bullying, lying, and covering up. I was warned to watch my back and to be careful. Meanwhile, our grieving families continued to watch the mainstream media outlets fawn over him. You know, kind of like the ones in Providence do over Raimondo, or in Boston over Parker, or in Portland over Mills. It happens everywhere. Fawning over him and never asking the questions we so desperately wanted to know the answers to. Why did he write that executive order to bring infected patients into nursing homes? Why was he covering up the total number of seniors who died, including those who passed away in the hospital? We never heard the answers. Instead, we watched him promote and celebrate himself, write his leadership book, and win an Emmy Award. It was infuriating, frustrating, soul-crushing. I do hope we see a full investigation into the nursing home massacre here in New York. I think that's the right word, massacre. Governor Cuomo said this week in an interview on one of the channels that never ask him questions about the nursing home tragedy. Incompetent government kills people. More people died than needed to die in COVID. That's the truth. Turns out he was talking about himself. And again, this isn't just Janice Dean and a few handful of Republicans saying this. This is Democrats in the legislature. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. For all your house odors, you need the Eden Pure Air Purifier. Through Sunday, January 31st, BOGO is back. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPure.com and use code word HowieBogo. That's one word, HowieBogo. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
As climate czar, how will John Kerry travel? By commercial jet, government jet, or the flying squirrel?
I think the only reason he took the job, or the main reason he took the job, was the jet, the government jet.
67% say the government jet. 31% say the flying squirrel.
I know that his second wife's first husband's trust fund has more money than God, but he wouldn't pay a nickel to see an earthquake. He tosses around quarters like they were manhole covers, even now. So he wants the free ride. He's had a free ride his entire life. He's going to go out the way he came in, on a free ride. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls here. I want to play cut of the President of the United States being asked about GameStop. Now, imagine if Joe Biden knew anything about GameStop. It's not possible. But here's the press to Biden. Cut 35.
So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Did you discuss GameStop?
Let's go. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Did you discuss GameStop?
Let's go. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you discuss GameStop? Huh? What did you say? So this was yesterday. He was using note cards to make extemporaneous statements at the White House. And he stumbles over who the President of the United States is, in addition to coughing. Cut 34.
The second order I'm going to be signing also changes what the President has done, the former President has done, and it a memorandum reversed my predecessor's attack on women's health access. And as we continue to battle COVID-19.
781 says, will the new jet for Czar Kerry be registered in Rhode Island to avoid taxes? This Gulfstream Aerospace will be a bargain. Yes, it will. Yes, it just like the Big Dig Tunnel. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, I'm really disappointed how you're disparaging John Kerry, man of the people. When he was running for president, he used to go windsurfing with electricians and carpenters.
I was thinking about, I'm going to mention that in my column on Sunday. You know, he understands the plight of the laid-off Keystone XL pipeline workers, because those are the same type of guys he used to windsurf with, right? And Bob, they're also the same guys that he used to hunt the fabled 24-point buck on the Cape with. No one's ever seen a 24-point buck except for... except for him. They're also the people that he ran the Boston Marathon with way back when. He's the only guy who ever ran the Boston Marathon and can't remember the year that he ran the Boston Marathon in. You know, but you're right. He's definitely a man of the people. 978 says he was on CNN or some network yesterday bragging about how he drove to D.C. in an electric car, a Tesla. I mean, did he really drive or did Jeeves drive for him? The guy probably hasn't driven himself in 30 years. I didn't hear that. I'd love to hear that cut, Taylor, if you can find it. John Kerry talking about driving himself. John Kerry on I-95. Heading south in a Tesla or anything. No, that's what the Flying Squirrel was made for. Even though it's not perhaps as fashionable as the other jets at the Martha's Vineyard Airport or the one in Sun Valley. But still, it's better than flying cattle car with the hoi polloi. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Howie. I saw on the news that a judge down in Virginia ruled that their election rules were violated. The whole thing, accepted ballots 3 days late, no postmarks,
right.
No signatures.
Oh, I think he said. Okay. I think he said in the future they couldn't accept ballots that didn't have post the election that weren't postmarked. Isn't that what he said?
Well, I don't know about that. Everybody seems to be saying, "Oh, we got to fix this for the future." What about right now? I mean, if it comes out, Arizona's still working on an investigation. If it comes out that, they did steal it, it's proven that they stole it. Is there any recourse of getting rid of
no.
this guy?
No. I know, Jack. It's very frustrating, isn't it? But, I mean, the reality is, no. There's no need to delude ourselves into thinking that Trump's going to get back into office. I mean, we've got to ride out this nightmare for a few years anyway. I mean, the first order of business is getting control of Congress to stop all this nonsense that's going through, quote-unquote reforming the Supreme Court or giving statehood to Puerto Rico so they get two more woke leftists in the U.S. Senate. And then oh, or is it D.C. first? Is it D.C. or Puerto Rico? It's D.C. first and then Puerto Rico. No, don't get your hopes up, Jack. It's not going to happen. Then the time has come and gone. It's like, getting our hopes up now for putting some of the Russiagate conspirators in jail rather than the CNN and MSNBC green rooms. It's not going to happen. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
You mentioned a Tesla, right? Those things only have a range of 80 miles. So how many times did he have to stop over to charge at a coal-fired energy?
Yeah, could you see him? Yeah, now that you mention him, Mark, can you see him at a rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Thruway? Just sitting there, having a hot dog while the Tesla recharges its batteries. I don't see that in John Kerry's life. Do you?
Can I get out of here, please?
Absolutely not. He's out of control.
I know. He is. The climate. He called it the climate. I mean, whatever's wrong with Joe Biden has spread. It's contagious. It spread to Schumer. It spread to Psaki. It spread to Kerry. The climate. 844-500-4242.
During the campaign, when we sat down to bring the Bernie Sanders folks together around the Biden climate plan.
Let me hear that quote. We'll play that again when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Biden climate plan.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, H, I texted you yesterday and told you Live Shot said planet plan. One thing I like, the only thing I like about the Biden administration so far is they post transcripts of all of the appearances of all these clowns, whether it's Gina McCarthy or John Kerry or Yellen, And, you know, when Biden is there, when he says 300, they put in parentheses million. They you know, they haven't been totally making it up. But I found some great quotes that I thank God I or Taylor doesn't have to go through everything that he said. And one of the things that he said was he was talking about, this was on Wednesday, no political person in the future would be able to undo what the planet is going to be organizing over the next months and years. The planet itself is going to be organizing here to save itself. I don't know, the planet doesn't seem to be very well organized, though, in what it's doing, because it only seems to be concerned with reducing carbon emissions in the United States of America, and we're 15, by Kerry's own account, we're only 15% of the world's carbon emissions, and it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. But, you know, go tell it to the planet. Taylor, can you see if you can get the planet on for Monday on the show?
I don't think the planet's listed anywhere.
Well, John Kerry seems to have its number. He says the planet is going to be organizing over the next months and years.
Does the planet have a Gmail address I can write to?
Someone says the John Kerry clip of him talking about the Tesla was on Laura last night, Laura Ingram. See, I Googled it during the break, and the nearest thing I could come up with was him saying, Tesla is the most, has the biggest capitalization of any automobile company in the world. But let's see if we can find that, the cut of him talking about driving the Tesla. Now, here was the classic John Kerry quote, though, from the appearance at the White House on Wednesday. How John Kerry is this? It's urgent that we find a way to compartmentalize to move forward. And we'll wait and see. And in the meantime, I'll have a Chateaubriand with a Burgundy and a Bordeaux. Compartmentalized to move forward. Boy, that will save the planet. No question about it. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I just want to read, you know, we're talking about Cuomo. One last thing about Cuomo and about how he gets away with it, about how all these blue state governors get away with destroying the economy, blaming Trump, and just walking away with zero consequences whatsoever. I've been saving this quote for a while. This is from a guy named Jacob Siegel in Talbot Magazine. And he wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago, actually a month ago, 2020, the year the elites failed upwards. It's really a good piece. The iron law of the American elite is that as long as everyone fails together, everyone fails upwards. Today, think Cuomo, think Kerry. But every day, there's new poster boys for failing upwards. Regime loyalty is the herd immunity of the ruling class, a protection against the consequences of their own failures. This is why the loss in authority that manifests in the quote-unquote crisis of experts, meaning the experts don't know what the hell they're talking about, as we've seen through COVID, while real, doesn't diminish their power in the least. But it's also why their regime has to become more ideological and nakedly coercive. Think Parler being banned. Think Trump being banned from everywhere. Think Facebook today cutting off ads for the recall of Gavin Newsom. Could you be any more ideological and nakedly coercive than that? For a kingdom of experts without reliable expertise falls back on propaganda and state power. Thank goodness for our listeners telling us where to find these great cuts. Here is John Kerry talking about his new automobile.
I had the pleasure of driving down to the inauguration in an electric car, in a Tesla, back down to Washington and back to the United to Massachusetts. And it was great. I loved it.
That's even better than I thought. I left Washington and went back to the United. Say what you will about Massachusetts, it's more the United States than Washington, D.C. is. That's great. Can you send me that, Taylor? That's a great one. How many? Does anyone know for sure how many miles a Tesla has in its battery? I would think you would have to stop at some point between D.C. and Massachusetts, wouldn't you? 844-500-4242. Harry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
It's been a while since we talked, but I just had a little story to share with you. Yesterday I was sitting here, and my friend from North Falmouth called me, and he had been going down a little fish market there in North Falmouth, and this Tesla pulled up in front of him, and a guy, big tall guy, gets out with a bomber jacket with all kinds of patches all over it. And guess who it was?
He really does have a Tesla? Is that, you tell it, he's not lying about that?
Here's the story. On the back of the Tesla is dealer plates. And a Tesla, by the way, I looked it up yesterday after I heard him say that last night on the Laura Ingraham show. It gets about 300, and the best Tesla gets around 400. So he would have had to stop somewhere for whatever time. I don't know how long it takes to charge those things, but he would have had to stop somewhere to move. I don't see him doing that.
I really don't. As many times when I was a kid and in college, and I'd be going back and forth between Massachusetts and North Carolina, how many times I stopped on those rest areas in the on the Howard to get some Howard Johnson's eats on the New Jersey Turnpike. That's just not a John Kerry type of thing. I think they got one named after Howard Stern now, don't they? Do you have any, Harry, did you happen to take any pictures of the dealer plates?
Well, it wasn't me. I told you, it was a friend of mine who lives in North Falmouth. And I've been telling him all morning. I've been saying, you got to call Howie. I think he's a little gun shy, so I just thought I'd call for him.
Tell him, give your number to, Alex or Matt will take your number. And if he gets it, just send them to those guys. And we would love to have those. I mean, that's classic though, isn't it? A dealer plate. You're only supposed to drive dealer plates, you know, for a restricted amount of time. It's kind of like registering the boat. In, you know, when his Mama T bought him the yacht, the $7 million yacht from New Zealand to make up for his loss in the 2004 presidential race. And then he registered it in Newport to beat the excise tax in the town of Nantucket, because that's where he lived at the time. Have a dealer plates on your car is like the same thing. Who knew Bob Brest was selling a Tesla? Now, Bob Brest is gone, I know, but he used to get his Buicks on the Linway from Bob Brest. That's kind of an inside joke for the old-timers and the Boston crowd.
See, there's only four Tesla dealers in Massachusetts. Should be easy to track down where he got it from.
Where are they located?
One's in Boston, one in Dedham, one out in Framingham, and one in Peabody.
I'm going to say it's got to be Boston. It's got to be the Boston dealer. He's not in any of those other towns, I guarantee you. Those aren't John Kerry towns. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi.
Hi.
You got, hi. I think you mentioned just a few minutes ago about the Buicks. I had reliable sources years ago. I don't know what capacity Mr. Kerry was in. But I believe he drove Buicks and he didn't pay for them.
That is correct, sir. It was Bob Brest Buick. He was the one who was driving. Bob Brest Buick. Bob Brest was giving the gratis the comp Buicks to everybody. Yeah, that's it. That is a fact. Well, I want to play a cut from Nancy Pelosi. Now we heard Biden has no clue about GameStop. What's going on? Here's Nancy Pelosi, who's even older than Joe Biden. She's asked about GameStop. Cut 38.
One more question. Does Congress have any role in this GameStop manipulation issue that's going on Wall Street right now?
Well, interesting, isn't it? I understand that the administration is taking a look. The SEC is taking a look at what that is. But we'll all be reviewing it. But interesting. It's interesting, yeah.
In other words, I don't have a clue what's going on, and I don't really care. 844-500-4242. James says, regardless of our personal beliefs, wouldn't it have been smarter to keep our energy independence until we could transfer to green energy? Yes, that's obvious. We all agree on that, don't we? I don't see how transferring our energy independence to the Middle East while we can't fully go green benefits us at all. I think everybody feels that way.
Howie, did you hear that Jen Psaki actually circled back with somebody today?
Yeah, prepare to hear some rustling papers here. As Rush Limbaugh calls this his stack of stuff. She just calls it total confusion. Here it is.
Groups be used at vaccination centers when they get stood up across the country. Does the White House support that request?
I did ask our team about this. You or someone else may have asked about this the other day, and I think I have something on it here. One moment. Thanks for your patience. Lots to say about COVID, no doubt about it. So
just keep tap dancing.
Let's see. Let me talk to our team about it.
Thank you. The realistic max range of a Tesla equipped with their best battery is about 350 miles. If very carefully driven. I don't think John Kerry wants to be the guy that runs out of juice and has to pull over to the side of the road. That's even more unlikely than him stopping to recharge at at one of the garden spots on the New Jersey Turnpike. 844-500-4242. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time New Year's sale and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. The weekend is almost here, and now I'm going to be making tomorrow night my mozzarella burgers that came in the kit.
How excited are you?
I am very excited. Mozzarella burgers.
Are you still going to put cheese on top?
Of course I am.
That's what I thought.
Of course I am. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. With more than 23 weekly recipes, including mozzarella burgers, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you could save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, save time so you have more time to spend with your loved ones. And when you use HelloFresh, you don't have to worry about going to the grocery store dealing with masks and Karens. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box during HelloFresh's New Year sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I just looked it up. The distance between Boston and Washington, D.C. is 439 miles. So, yeah, that's a little more than a Tesla battery has the power to go. So what did he do? Someone suggested maybe he had a second Tesla airlifted down, and he just picked that up somewhere in New Jersey or Delaware, something like that. That's a possibility, too, you know? 844-J from Chelsea, John Kerry. Can I get me a really long extension cord? Cord here. 844. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, you just stole my thunder, Howie. I said to the screener, I said he set it up like a relay. You know, he dropped off the dead one at another car dealership and picked one up that was all juiced up and ready to go.
It's so convenient to have an electric vehicle, right? I mean, that's the who doesn't like to just, you know, run out of juice after 400 miles and then just have to pull off to the side of the road? It's great.
After all, Howie, don't you know who I am?
Thanks for the call, Rich. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie. I was just calling about Cuomo.
Yes.
And his antics. And if it wasn't so serious, it'd be laughable. This guy, he murders people, like you said, and he did. He's responsible for all those. Because we can ask, and you've had her on your show, Janice Dean from Fox News.
Right.
You know, the weather person. And her mother-in-law and father-in-law were murdered by this guy. And they know it. And nobody does anything. They coddle him. The media, like he's a celebrity of some kind. And
he is a celebrity.
Him, like you say.
He is, David. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you heard those sound cuts we had from the other celebs. That was promoting his book. I mean, can you imagine the audacity to turn in this pathetic, horrible performance, maybe even a worse performance as governor than Charlie Baker or Phil Murphy? Or Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, and then write a book about it and take all these bows like you're the most wonderful person in the world, and they're saying you're a sex symbol because he went on TV every day up in Albany and blamed President Trump. And now he says, who cares they died. And as the earlier texter said, Trump said, it is what it is, and he was the world's worst human being. 844-500-4242. 413. Picture this, a Tesla going down the highway connected to a Ford F-150 by an extension cord. I want some pictures of him in that Tesla. In Falmouth or on I-95, I'm Howie Carr.